What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen, and you should be all synced up. So here we go. 3, 2, 1, pause. Overconfidence is the most dangerous form of carelessness.
It sure is. I'm looking at you.
What? Now I'm just thinking about the Clone Wars panel at Celebration and Tom Kane doing his voice.
Oh, yeah.
I like how gravity works on the ships sometimes.
People have a lot to say about gravity in Star Wars, and it's movie magic, guys. Yeah.
I mean, like, the Millennium Falcon can do flips and everything, and everyone just sits there, but a capital ship slowly starts to turn and all the droids fall over.
Maybe it's a droid thing.
This poor guy.
Oh, man. It's that episode.
Yeah.
What was that?
He needs one of those. I think the IG droid was just upset that the tiny little B1 is giving him orders.
He needs one of those tuners like Wat Tambor. What's that now?
Kind of nice
just,
that
he just like, went on a tangent just yeah. Now. Calm down.
I mean, in this episode, Anakin finally, like, his overconfidence kind of bites him in the butt. This is kind of like a pre-Last Jedi, almost, in a way, where, like, they develop this wacky plan, and it doesn't work out. Plonk droid.
Plonk. Ugh, this torture scene is hard to watch. When I first saw this episode, I was pretty surprised at how grim it was.
It's season 2 of an animated show. The first season's always like a little kitty, And then in season two of every Star Wars show, they kick it into gear. Here's Cad Bane's own overconfidence. Messing things up.
He did.
Look what you did.
The droid actually sounds sad.
I know.
It's like, I tried to tell you, and he's like, who's gonna clean this up now?
I do wonder if Sidious was like, is this really, really that important to him? Is it worth four ships?
Yeah.
I guess it is. He doesn't seem mad at all.
Yeah.
I like their little helmets. That's all you need.
Shouldn't they be, like, floating around? They just move normally in space?
Star Wars gravity.
Maybe somehow they're using the Force to give them normal gravity. See, that guy just floated away.
Yeah. It's like once you're dead, you float away.
Well, he just said gravity generators. So.
They've been running haywire this whole time.
Who knows how they work?
I like Ahsoka's spacesuit, which is just sleeves.
Yeah, it's just...
And the rest of the shirt.
Yeah. The rest of her outfit she's been missing this whole time. Guinness, do you have something to say?
For once, one of our cats is being good. Not in our face.
Oh yeah, Pippin's over there in the window.
Watching kitty TV.
The tongue out, too.
It's how you know. It's how you know when someone's dead. That was supposed to be a reference to the old stormtroopers always hitting their heads on things.
If you haven't read From a Certain Point of View, I highly recommend it just for the story of that stormtrooper. The guy that hits his head has his own story.
Technically, he's in two. Not technically, he is in two.
Mm.
But he's just the star of one.
Yeah. Moon boots. When are they going to have the technology to be to like be able to go to a place like kind of like the places where you go to simulate skydiving but to simulate zero gravity?
I mean, you can get in those airplanes that do dives.
Well, yeah, but that involves getting in an airplane, which nobody wants to do.
I do think that would make me incredibly nauseous. I'm just saying, you can do it.
I'm having to hold my microphone away from the cat because she's purring so loud.
Every time we sit down to do one of these, one of the cats wants to yell into the microphone.
Oh,
apparently you just put the microphone in front of them and they're like, no thanks.
She didn't
like that.
I hate
the sound of my own purrs.
I'm going to go sit in front of the TV. His hair looks kind of like mine does right now. It's got the little flip-out things.
Great visual thing to talk about on an audio commentary.
Oh, well, if they watch the Q&As, then they know what my hair looks
know.
Like.
This feels like maybe it was meant to be an earlier episode.
Yes,
where Admiral Yularen is still a little annoyed.
Some of the animation too, like of Anakin's face, reminds me of like some of the earlier episodes. Oh no.
He does look unhappy. So, because, like, if I get sucked into space, I can just use the force to phone myself back in. I seen it done. I seen it.
That does not look good. You don't have to rub it in.
I love it when characters just explain exposition like that.
Yeah. He's definitely dead. And he was your friend.
Just to remind everyone, I have to combine this crystal with this holocron, and that'll give me what I want. And okay, bye.
I'm just gonna sneak on out of here.
There's a guy on Twitter that really likes that clone. He's only in like two episodes, and this is one of them.
Oh, good.
Where he dies.
Oh, not so good.
Oh. Shout out to Denal Lover. That's not his Twitter handle, it's just I know he loves Denal.
this whole time she's been like, we gotta go. Yeah. And now
I'll go get it.
Everyone's overconfident in this episode. And it's such a big weakness. Probably means he's not dead.
I wonder what that's about.
That's weird.
Some chosen one he is. Or do anything.
He's like, you know I didn't.
I think you know, Admiral. If you could just leave the attitude at the door.
It's always nice to end an episode on a grumble.
We're kind of goofy on this one.
Yeah.
I hope you still liked that.
We're coming off the high of seeing Endgame.
We did just see Avengers Endgame. No spoilers, Molly, please.
Spoilers.
Thanks. Thank you guys for listening and hanging out. Thank you so much for being patrons. And may the Force be with you.